It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
California man collects 1,136 hotel keys to break a world record.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by Nom Nom, Life in the Snack Lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
And Haven Real Estate.
He's here. Don't worry.
I like my underwear twisted or something.
No.
Well, no, something is not feeling comfortable.
Okay.
Rick?
I feel it's like the lung you just coughed up probably.
I don't understand how I have lungs left. If I keep coughing them up, how are they still there?
Man.
Goodness gracious. All right, well, here we go with some news. The holidays are coming. Who's excited? Okay.
I'm excited.
I'm very excited.
Steve, you're going home. That's pretty cool. You get to go home and see your parents and hang out. Will there be other people there? Will you guys have a holiday gathering for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, that's the plan. Yeah.
Like how many people would be there? I don't know how much of your family lives in that area.
A lot of them. So probably, Thanksgiving Day, it might be a little bit smaller, but we'll probably have like...
Because they're spread out at their own sort of Thanksgiving celebrations.
Yeah, because we're a combined family, you know.
Sure, I get you. Yeah.
So probably like 10 people maybe on Thanksgiving Day.
Okay.
Well, that's still pretty good. Yeah.
And then we'll have other, maybe other people might come for dessert or something, so we'll probably still see them. We'll have a good crowd.
Nice.
You could have at some point maybe 20 people.
No, not that many.
Not that many.
Don't
okay.
get crazy, yeah. Kevin.
Maybe like 15.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's not bad. Kids in the mix, a lot of little kids?
There's 4 little ones in total, yeah.
Okay, that adds to the excitement.
Are you the kind of guy that gets down on his hands and knees and plays with the kids, or are they like older now where it's more like throw the football as opposed to, you know, get on the floor type?
Hard to say because they were born while I've been away, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really seen them very much, but we've played card games and things like that, so I don't see why this would be.
He doesn't have to get on the floor. He's about the same height anyway.
Okay.
True.
All right, Rick.
That's the last one, I promise.
No.
No, it's not.
Promises you can't keep. Don't say promises you can't keep.
He's eye to eye with a 7-year-old.
I mean, they are tall.
Hey, little buddy, could you reach up and get me that glass?
Yeah, no, my steps.
Sure, Uncle Steve.
My step siblings are quite large, like height-wise. And,
really?
Yeah, so I imagine they'll have tall children, or eventually.
Seems like it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not now. They're like my height.
Again, first grade.
How old are these nieces, nephews, whatever they are?
The oldest is 8.
Okay.
Yeah, I think.
So that's still a fun playing age. Like, they're going to want to play with Uncle Steve.
Well, they don't call me Uncle Steve.
Why not?
I don't know.
What do they call you, Stevie Steve?
Yeah, Amanda. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Either that or Producer Steve.
They call me Producer Steve.
Get these kids so on great. Board.
Yeah. As he walks in, hi, Steve. It's Producer Steve.
Yep.
I got a title now.
Yep.
Don't worry about it.
Either that or what does my granddaughter call you? She calls you Producer Steve. She calls you Steven, and she refers
funny
to
boy,
you.
Funny boy, right?
Funny boy with the glasses.
Yep.
That was pumpkin. Another one. Pumpkin. And then pumpkin.
Yeah. Oh, pumpkin.
There's a lot of names.
Yeah. Maybe we'll start with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's really something.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, she is.
Steve meets a lady, gets a lady in his life. You wouldn't mind calling me pumpkin, would you?
That'd be weird.
No, that's
what the part that's about getting a lady in your life or the pumpkin part?
Easy, Jay. Okay. Easy.
Okay. The average person, the average American says, this year, they plan on attending 3 big social events during the holidays, which is down from 5 last year.
Oh.
5 was the average last year. So,
which seems like a lot.
We're scaling back. I wonder what they... Holiday gatherings. That kind of gets a little tricky, right?
I feel like that's a friend thing, probably. Or maybe, you know, at least an event.
Does the bar count?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Never mind.
It says most people are still planning on Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners, so that gets you two of them.
Yeah.
But fewer people are doing get-togethers for like a Friendsgiving or New Year's Eve. They also said that a lot of people are just not going to be doing numerous family Christmases.
That's what I was thinking. Like, you have two Thanksgivings, two Christmases.
Well, why? I mean, we had COVID, and then we had to make up for it. So we had a million parties. We're all like, oh, let's go and see everybody. And then you went, that's overrated. So let's back it down a bit.
Well, when you live out in the middle of nowhere, it's nice because you just don't have to.
Yeah, there's less pressure.
Yes. Yeah.
It's too far to drive.
Yeah. Oh, you guys can stay in town. That's fine.
Stay in town is hilarious. Yeah.
Who I feel bad for is like my son, who is, you know, recently engaged.
Mm-hmm.
They're really close with her family.
Right.
And he's really close with my family.
Sure.
That thing of, I forget what that's like, the going back and forth.
Yeah.
And I used to kind of, when it first started, when they were dating, I was like, oh, yeah, no, that's cool. Just spend all your time with her family. They're definitely cooler than us.
Oh, wow.
You know, and I was kind of guilting him a little bit.
Passive aggressive.
And then I started thinking about how much it stinks. And I'm like, listen, that's not fun for him either. It's not fun for her. Like, they want to be at both places. They just have to split their time as much as they can. And that's always hard.
Yeah, depending on how it's received by the people you're splitting your time with. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think everybody's great about it. It's just as long as you do both.
Or, you know, hang out with the cool family.
There you go.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
It was yourself.
Give
and
yourself.
It looked like it was going to be, you know, give yourself. And the last word was long, and there was enough letters that you were like, oh, that's applause.
Correct, yes.
Kevin James.
Or is it?
I like to solve the puzzle.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
Treat yourself a round of sausage. No.
I'm sorry, that's not it.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Sorry, that's not it.
No.
Thanks, Ryan.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
Brought to you by the Good Feet Store.
Well, this is one of those little stories where you're going to say, well, isn't that something? How about that?
Isn't that something?
Oh.
During the filming of Rocky, Sylvester Stallone broke his ribs. That has to hurt. Carl Weathers broke his nose.
Good night.
However, in the movie, it's the opposite, where Rocky has a broken nose and Apollo Creed has broken ribs.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Isn't that something? Yeah,
that is, how about that?
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you for playing along.
Yeah. I'm following
my little game. It's got boxing on my mind. I got to admit, I am into the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight. I've watched that the little series on Netflix, whatever it is, like, I can't remember what they call it, but it's just Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. They follow them around for the last 200 days or whatever as they get ready for the fight. And it really made me even way more interested in it.
Yeah, they've done a really good job of building this.
Yes.
Which is obviously smart because I'm sure they're paying them a lot of money. And I don't remember what each one of them gets.
I believe it's $40 million for Jake Paul, $20 million for Tyson.
Okay.
And then the women that are fighting for a title, I think, are both down around $5 million.
On the undercard?
Uh-huh. Okay. And then there's like some other guys on the undercard too, but I don't think they're making a lot of money.
Okay.
But they get to say that they were a part of all this.
Heck yeah.
So that's something.
I need to know right now. This is the put your money where your mouth is game. By the way, Vegas says they are rooting for.
They're rooting for?
Well,
or they're predicting?
Okay. Well,
yeah, what do you?
The sports books are rooting for.
They're rooting for Tyson. I would put money on it.
They are rooting for Jake Paul because they will lose a lot of money.
If Tyson wins.
If Tyson wins.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because there's a lot of. That's why I was like, make sure it's.
Hold on, wait a second. I'll get
there. Yeah, it was a tricky way to say it.
Yeah,
right?
Rooting for is. I don't think they normally root, but I understand what you're saying.
They root. Yeah. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Oh, they're rooting.
So they're like, ooh.
I mean, I don't think they come out and say they're rooting. You can pick. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Heck yeah. Who do you got? We have to pick them right now.
Steve, who do you have?
Every one of us has to pick them. Steve, this is going to be good for. I don't think we can do money because that seems illegal the air.
Of course, yeah.
But this is going to be good for like lunch or something.
Oh, okay. That seems legal.
lunch, which doesn't mean money, of course.
Who's going
to
win?
So who do I want to win or who's gonna there, win?
See, that's going to win? I know, that's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jake Paul's going to win.
Okay, Jake Paul, what do you say? Rick?
Sadly, Jake Paul.
Oh, wow, yeah. Sadly, Jake Paul.
Hey.
Man. Kevin?
Two Jake Pauls. Guys,
It takes one punch is all it takes.
I know. Tyson's got a puncher's chance, is what they say. Last thing to go is power.
Yeah. Tell that to Buster Douglas.
Uh-huh.
That's what they claim. Last thing to go is.
Well, you know, Jake Paul's never fought anybody like Mike Tyson, so there's that.
No,
I mean,
he
you know,
hasn't.
He's just like.
He's fought some good people lately.
Yeah.
But,
oh, for sure.
I'm going to go Tyson.
Okay.
Jay?
Oh, golly. I mean, obviously, I want Tyson to win.
Right. We all. You can't be a man grew up watching Tyson in his heyday.
Yeah.
Or if you're over 50 years old, of course you're rooting for the older guy.
Yeah. And you just feel like, yeah, he has that ability to flip that switch and just go crazy in there, which that part I don't think Jake Paul's ever seen. Most people haven't. But physically, I mean, Paul's taller, longer reach, all that stuff. So, I mean, if I had to put money on it, I'd probably put it on Jake Paul.
You know, the kids, I mean, sorry, kids nowadays.
Kids even, these days.
Yeah, even,
kids
the, these even days. In their 20s and maybe even early 30s.
Yeah,
you
kids.
Didn't play Mike Tyson's Punch-Out on Nintendo. You don't know anything. One of the greatest games ever.
That was great on that special.
Oh, great.
Jake Paul found an old
Nintendo
or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Was playing Mike Tyson Punch-Out.
That's hilarious.
You had to make it the first 2 minutes when you got to Mike Tyson without him hitting you or you went down.
Yeah,
he was like, this is impossible to beat this guy.
Yeah, that's hilarious. That's funny.
Maybe they should just play the video game.
for $40 and $20 million each?
Yeah.
Yeah, much safer. Don't want to get hurt. No owies that way.
No owies.
The worst would be, and this could happen, and it's happened in cage matches and all the rest of that, where somebody gets hurt early. And then the fight just kind of fizzles. That's like the worst possible outcome.
Oh, yeah.
You know, somebody actually gets headbutted or splits an eye open or something. You're like, oh, man. And it just distorts the whole thing.
After the first 2 minutes, Tyson came and catches breath. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Wait. Yes, Steve?
Can we take the third option?
Of?
The fight not even happening because someone, like, breaks their toe before the match.
Nah, I didn't.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Might have been an unusual thought when I first woke up this morning.
Kevin James.
That's why you're a wild and wacky radio guy.
Okay, thank you, Kevin.
Whoa.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Morning, RJ. Hello?
Hello?
What's going on?
Not much. How's it going with you guys?
Good, good. We'll play a little beat the show today?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
And what is your name?
Robert.
That's what I wondered. Hello, Robert.
How's it going?
Steve.
Producer Steve said your name was RJ.
It's Robert.
Ha! That's close.
Could we call you RJ? Do you have a J? Is it a middle name or a last name?
Nope.
Dang it.
How you doing, Steve?
Huh.
Yeah,
huh.
That's the right answer.
Sorry about that.
Beat the Show is brought to you by Indaba Coffee Roasters. Oh, boy. Kevin, we met Bobby from Indaba yesterday.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw the video.
RJ.
I was very jealous. He looked like a cool dude.
He's a very nice man. Yeah.
But did he mention anything about my Indaba-daba-doo?
Sadly, yes, he did.
I don't know the guy at all. Is he okay with it or not?
Well, he has a very good sense of humor, so that helped.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, that's what I said, because he said, yeah, I think I've heard it referred to as Indaba-daba-doo, and I was like, oh, God, he's not even here.
And I realized I was doing it wrong. It should be Indaba-daba-brew.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, either way, I'm sure he really, really appreciates it. So, all right, Robert, you can, we're going to play little trivia here, and the category is children. You can either challenge Rick or you can challenge Kevin. Which one would you like to challenge today?
We'll challenge Kevin.
That's brilliant. All right, let's see how we do, Kevin.
I have children.
Well, that doesn't make you an expert in the category. Yeah. All right, 60 seconds pass if you get stuck, Robert, and here we go.
Okay, Robert, who played Kelly Bundy in Married with Children?
Pass.
If two siblings have siblings have children, what are their kids considered to each other?
Cousins.
Name one of the three children in the Incredibles movies.
Flash.
Who is known for writing children's books like Charlotte's Web and Stuart Little?
Pass.
Name one of the middle children in the Brady Bunch.
Pass.
Who is Mustafa's son in Lion King?
Blake.
Name one of Kim Kardashian's children.
The one that has the makeup brand.
Okay. Okay. All right. We'll see how we did. Hold on, Robert. Hang on 1 second. We'll get Kevin, get back, get all situated over there and see how Kevin does with the category of children. All right, Kevin, I wish you good luck. I don't think you'll need it. You might be pretty good at this. We'll see.
Well, I would like to say right now, before we get started, that I believe that children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin, I would have got 7.
Would you?
Yeah, so okay. You need to get at least 6. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, Rick.
Yeah, that was a humble flex.
Come on.
Whoa. A lot of trash talk.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Kevin, pass if you get stuck. Here we go.
Here we go.
Who played Kelly Bundy in Married with Children?
Christina Applegate.
If two siblings have children, what are their kids considered to each other?
Cousins.
Name one of the three children in the Incredibles movies.
Dash.
Who is known for writing children's books like Charlotte's Web and Stuart Little?
Pass.
Name one of the middle children in the Brady Bunch.
Oh, I don't. Greg. Seems like a middle kid.
Who is Mustafa's son in The Lion King?
Mustafa. That is the one and only Simba.
Name one of Kim Kardashian's children.
North.
Who's writing on books? Charlotte's Web, Stuart Little?
Yeah, no chance.
Okay.
Charlotte's Web and... I feel like I should know this.
You should.
Does it write on the cover, Kevin?
Actually, maybe not.
Samuel! No, it's not.
Says it right on the cover, which, you know, he's not wrong. Yeah. Yeah, that's all right, Kev. We'll see how we did here.
Yeah.
That actually is a tough one.
Don't get down on yourself, bud.
It's a tough one. It is. All right. Who played Kelly Bundy in Married with Children?
So Robert passed, and Kevin said Christina Applegate.
I almost said Christina Aguilera and would have got off to a bad start.
Sure, you would have, yeah.
Yeah, you were right, though, actually.
Yeah, 1-0 with an Applegate.
If two siblings have children, what are their kids considered to each other?
Hey, cuz. Everybody got cousins on that one.
Nice, nice.
Kirk's my favorite.
Name one of the three children in the Incredibles movies.
Gosh, Robert was close. He said Flash.
Was it Dash, Jack, and Violet?
Yeah,
that's
all
right.
Three of them, Rick.
That's correct, Rick. It is 3-1 in favor of Kevin.
Who is known for writing children's books like Charlotte's Web and Stuart Little?
Yeah, nobody got that. Everybody passed. Rick, do you know it?
E.B. White.
That's correct.
Who?
E.B. White.
Oh, okay.
That is correct.
That was a good book.
Still 3-1.
Name one of the middle children in the Brady Bunch.
Robert passed. Kevin went with Greg. That's wrong.
I would have said Marsha.
She's also wrong. She's oldest.
Is she the oldest?
Peter and Jan. They're the middle kids.
Yeah. That was the 70s. I wasn't born yet. So I would have got 6 then. I apologize.
A little before your time there. No points.
Jan did say Marsha.
She did. Though. She said that a lot. Yeah.
Who is Mustafa's son in The Lion King?
Robert went with Blake.
Blake.
And Kevin. And
He was next in line for the kingdom.
Kevin went with Simba. As he said, the one and only Simba.
Simba.
4-1.
Name one of Kim Kardashian's children.
No, a pass from Robert and Kevin with North.
That's the one I know.
Yeah, North, Saint, Chicago. Is it Psalm?
I was going to say, I would have gotten North and Saint. I did not know the other
okay,
two.
Okay, all right. Well, Kevin, good job, Kevin. You ended up with 5. Not as good as Rick's 6, but you're able to sneak a win out over Robert today, or RJ, as we like to call him. We give people nicknames they don't deserve or earn.
Sorry, Robert. So,
Robert, can you pick a number, and then you can be that number, and you can get that Indaba Coffee Roasters gift card. Which number would you like to choose?
Nine.
Nine it is, my
hey,
friend.
Hey, Robert, can you be really, really honest with us right now, please?
Mm.
Yeah.
Did you absolutely hate that game today?
No, I thought it was good.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. Oh, thank you, RJ. Robert.
Oh, man. Oh, golly. Robert, have a good one, man. We appreciate you listening, buddy. Thanks for the call. 509-441-0999. Did he say 9? I think he said 9.
Yeah, I heard that.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Have you ever thought that this was your destiny, Kevin? Like you were like, hey, this is my job. I was made for this.
Kevin James.
I suppose.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Stat brought to you by Avista.
74% of people said they would go to more events if they knew this wasn't going to be a problem.
Parking. Final answer.
Jay, it's a great answer, man, especially here right now. Our situation is still a mess at the arena, at the One Spokane Stadium, the podium. I mean, there's just not enough parking.
Oh, I might have should have said traffic, but I already said parking, so I'm
you
sticking
already
with
said it.
It
so now Rick it. Gets a chance to steal. Rick, what do you think it
steal.
Is?
Chance to steal. What do you think? Come on, Rick.
Well,
don't mess it up.
The only thing I could think of is, I mean, if the show's on too late, the show goes too long.
Ooh.
I mean, oh, they knew
how
it
many
it
openers are there?
Late. Mm-hmm. I got what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it's wrong, basically.
Jay, would you like another guess?
I'm going to say traffic.
It's traffic, Jay.
Wow, no kidding.
74% said they would go to more events if they knew traffic wouldn't be such a nightmare.
But the traffic down here is not terrible compared
no, it's
to
true.
A
we
lot
are,
of other
we
places.
We are pretty fortunate yeah. here.
Yeah. I think getting out of there is a little bit more of a problem because everybody's leaving at the same time, whereas sometimes in the beginning, some people show up early, some show up, you know, a little bit later, so it's a little more spread out.
Yeah, I'm the guy that shows up 3 hours early to
yeah, that's
concert.
Not going
to
be a problem. Getting 80? Out of the arena sometimes is a little bit of a nightmare.
85% say they have left their favorite artist or a major sporting event early to beat traffic.
As long as they played all my good songs, I've been that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jay.
Well, the good thing
are,
is like the Gorge,
sure
like the Gorge doesn't have any traffic problems.
No, that's
so
easy.
That's a super easy one.
Zip in, zip
any,
out.
Any of the Seattle ones, not a problem.
Yeah, you think about like a Seattle concert. I mean, that's just
although the traffic, Seattle people don't appreciate it as talk Spokane people talking about them like this.
Although the traffic, I've never really had a problem with in Seattle because I have to walk at least a mile to get to my car anyway. So
that's true.
Know,
that
it's
is
not
true.
Bad.
It clears out a little,
right?
When you're out there in the outlying areas to get your car.
Yeah.
When you pay $20 for parking instead of $100.
Yeah. Well, you better walk more than a mile if you're going to pay $20.
Yeah.
You got to walk about 5 miles.
Gosh.
Good luck.
Just pull over in Ellensburg.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's only a mountain hike. It's
stick
okay.
Stick your thumb out and go.
And you could say, oh, just park somewhere else in Uber. But, man, the Uber guys have to deal with the traffic.
Well,
and
yeah, they can barely get close to.
That seems like a nightmare.
You're going to be paying more for an Uber than because of the 4X price hike and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Jay, was that with you when we were in the taxi in Seattle and the guy just ran into the car in front of us?
Yes. Yeah.
Just ran into him, kind of pushed him out of the way, and just kept going.
It was more of a, it was a little bit of a side swipe where he just kind of bumped him out of the way.
It was just kind of a little,
and we
bump,
were sitting
little,
in the
like
back,
and he like, looks at him like, "Get out of the way!"
It was just like that, and then he waved the guy, and then he kept driving. And we looked at each other like,
"I don't think you can do that."
Bro, I think you're supposed to stop and like exchange information and stuff. Nope.
No, he was just like, "No, that guy was in my way."
It's crazy.
I have places to go,
right?
Money to make.
Yeah. And then what happened?
Yeah, we sat there quietly and prayed that we'd get to our destination without any more injuries.
Yeah, he was one of those drivers that was pretty hot under the collar about everything.
We just let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve, are you looking forward to in Nashville?
No.
What's the question?
Just that was the best answer ever.
Just no.
Steve, are you looking for? No.
No, yeah.
in Nashville. Do you like going in Ubers and like chatting it up with the drivers?
Sure. Yeah, I could have a good time with that.
Okay. That was going to be one of the things I wanted from your Nashville scavenger hunt was a great story from an Uber driver.
I mean, I'm sure I'll have a great story with my Uber driver on Sunday morning. I'm sure they'll be happy to see someone at 3:45.
Yeah. Oh, from here. Yeah, when we fly out of here. Yeah. Yeah, you should get chatty at that hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet that's a real talk a minute.
Yeah, that's really early, Steve. Do you need I could give you a ride.
Rick's over there shaking his head like, you trust Kevin to get up at 3:45 on a Sunday?
Especially on Sunday morning when possibility of snow in one headlight. Especially on the South Hill.
You know, Kevin, I appreciate the offer. How do I turn this down politely?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Oh, no, thank you. Yeah, sorry.
You know, you just give him, make it about him. You say, oh, that is so generous, but man, I just could not ask you to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want you waking up that early.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to offer as a,
it was very
you know,
Kevin.
A friend.
Yes, that was so.
I appreciate that. That was very lovely.
Is it the South Hill area, in that area you live in, Steve?
Not really.
No, let's point out exactly where he lives.
No, I don't need to do that.
He lives out. No, we do. He lives off the Pullman Highway.
We're not giving his address.
That's right.
He lives off the Pullman Highway.
Yeah.
Easy.
So go from one producer that lives over there to another one.
Absolutely. That's exactly what we do.
He's a little more north than, I mean, he's closer to the freeway.
Well, okay. Hey, let's. Yeah.
Still got rain then. You're good.
Hey, yeah. Steve.
Let's calm down.
Do you really think people are just going to come to your house?
Right, they're going to drive around until they find your apartment?
You seem scared. You're going to be fine.
Hey, someone might be looking for a 32-inch TV.
Yeah, right. Well, it's not like you're one of the Kansas City Chiefs where when you're in a game or a practice, they're breaking into their houses. I mean, it's not
that
like
that is a goofy deal.
Back-to-back days.
Steve's at work. We can go get that 32-inch TV and a 12-year-old microwave.
Yeah, don't those guys have security systems?
Kevin, what are you doing? I mean, the fact that they're breaking in is, I mean, obviously
dumb,
lame.
Terrible, yeah.
Also, I think Travis Kelce had $20,000 cash in his house, which I thought was interesting.
That wasn't locked away.
Yeah, I just leave my...
It's just in the junk drawer. Don't worry about it.
I just leave that $20,000 laying around in case I need it.
They just went through the couch cushions, and hey, there's $20,000 right there.
That's interesting. Yeah, I don't know, Kevy. I would think that would be a thing.
What, you think Taylor has a drawer, and that's what she has in there?
Yeah, she has one.
Probably just some spending cash.
Yeah, one drawer, three hangers, and a little cup to keep her stuff in the bathroom. That's probably what it is.
Yep.
Who could afford the whole thing in that mansion? Yeah, that was weird. So, yeah, Steve, I think you're safe, is what we're trying to say.
Well, I mean, I'm aware of that.
But, yeah, the bottom line is you're going to entertain the Uber driver at 3:45?
Oh, that was the main thing.
You get in and you go, hey, I got a couple of questions for you. Mind if I video? That'll be great. Yeah. They love that.